We always go inside sports medicine with the experts. You have a choice, and the expert team is at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, helping you stay in the game since 1976. Whether you're a weekend warrior or the elite athlete, they take care of the elite athletes in the area. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, specializing in what moves you. Learn more at bhosc.com is where you'll find them, and right here where we find Dr. Lou Papendick, orthopedic surgeon at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Lou, it's good to have you back on. How are you?
Manate, I'm doing really well. Thanks so much for asking and having us on. Isn't it a great time of year? I mean, the air is cool. The leaves are turning.
Yes.
Oh, it's a great time.
I said that. October 1st, I know we're going through some tough things, but there's some positive things. By the way, speaking of this time of year, football, it's soccer, and we kind of go to this category. Football, soccer, knee injuries. They happen.
Yes.
They happen. Start there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know, so just on those sports, the other night we were out at the Stevens Spearfish soccer game, and, you know, that and football coming up this Friday night, we've got Stevens and Central. And these sports, soccer and football, they are risky for having knee injuries. And so I think we just need to be aware of that and understand it. And we just need to be on top of, you know, on top of it. And so here's a little story. I had a young lady come in who was playing soccer, and she pivoted on the sideline. She felt her knee hyperextend. And she said, I felt a pop. And I'm like, oh, ACL tear. I mean, by that history, you're thinking that's an ACL tear. Girls soccer, high risk of ACL tear. Boys football, high risk of ACL tear. And so we evaluate her. And, of course, she's stiff and swollen. It's like a day later when she gets into the office. And I'm like, oh, it was tough because she's a senior. She's thinking collegiate sports. And I'm like, oh, this is not good. But we went through the process, examined her, got an MRI scan, and got the results back later that day. And lo and behold, she had hyperextended and did not tear a ligament, but she cracked the bone, had a contusion of the bone, and, you know, it's so good that we can get that kind of access to these diagnostic exams. And it was the difference between 6 to 8 weeks of recovery versus 6 to 9 months.
Nope.
And she'll heal. She's got a great chance to play at the next level and even continue this year.
Now, that's a good news story. That's a good news story. And that's the thing, Lou, is people say with the knee, so many things come to mind when you have the knee. ACL, you said it. MCL, is it
right.
A meniscus? Is it a dislocation?
Right.
There's just so many things that can happen there. How do you guys walk through that?
Right, exactly. So the great thing is we've got our athletic trainers right on the sideline, and they're helping these athletes out. They see the injury initially. They have been taught and educated, and they have the experience of examining these knees initially, and they have a really good idea. They then can call us, the docs, and talk to us at the moment. And many times, one of us are going to be at a game. I mean, our kids are playing. You know, especially my young partners, they've got kids that are participating. They're at the games. They can look at these injuries immediately and get a good exam, get a diagnosis, and have access to treatment. And that, to me, is why we developed the sports medicine program, you know, for this region. I mean, we just want to help take care of these athletes. And the docs and our parents and kids, they're into it. They want to help out.
I've seen you out there. You're out there a lot. Dr. Lou Papendick, orthopedic surgeon, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, Inside Sports Medicine on the Nate Brown Show, talking knees. I do want to get into this really quick. NFL didn't have a preseason, Lou. They didn't have a preseason,
right.
So they just went right into the season. We've seen ACLs right away. Broncos wide receiver out. Giants running back Saquon Barkley out. Is that something you would see anyway? People kind of wondering, well, no preseason, not a lot of as much practice, and now knees when you get into games. What's your thought?
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody will know the true answer to that, but an ACL tear at the elite level happens, and it's usually a non-contact injury where they're going at such high speed, they plant and pivot and turn, and boom, they can get injured. But at that level, these guys, you know, they are so fast, so strong, and even though they don't have a preseason, you know they've been in the gym working out every day. It's their life. So
you don't know for sure then. You don't know.
No, I don't know. It's coincidental, but they do get the injury, right? And so, yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Inside Sports Medicine, Dr. Lou Papendick. These guys are out there at the games, and soccer postseason coming up. Tournaments coming up as well. Football postseason, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Lou, it's always great to have you on. Interesting story and a good news story. We always like those. Thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.
Nate, thank you so much for having us on. You have a great fall season. Hope to see you on the sidelines.